I'm Rona Tarrant. Bishops have welcomed the US Supreme Court decision that handed a narrow victory to a Christian baker from Colorado who refused for religious reasons to make a wedding cake for a gay couple. The justices, in a 7-2 decision, faulted the Colorado Civil Rights Commission's handling of the claims brought against Jack Phillips, saying it had showed a hostility to religion and in doing so had violated his religious rights. In a statement, U.S. bishops said the decision confirms that people of faith should not suffer discrimination due to their deeply held religious beliefs, but should be respected by government officials. Officials in Guatemala have said the death toll following the eruption of the Fuego volcano has risen to 62, with around 300 others injured. The eruption of Fuego was the biggest in more than four decades, and the Guatemala Disaster Agency has also said at least 2 million people would be affected due to the eruption. Pope Francis has asked the Catholic Bishops' Conference of Germany not to publish nationwide guidelines for allowing Protestants married to Catholics to receive communion at Mass, but to continue having diocesan bishops judge specific situations. Greg Burke, the director of the Vatican Press Office, confirmed the authenticity of a letter published on June 4th and said the Pope concluded that the document had not matured enough to be published. At issue were canon law and themes that had relevance for the Universal Church. The Jesuit Refugee Service has opened a petition urging the Trump administration to admit more refugees into the US and to support funding for humanitarian assistance. The agency said fewer than 50 Syrian refugees had been admitted to the US through resettlement since October 1st, adding that the US government's response to the world's worst humanitarian crisis since World War II has been to retreat. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.